Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And welcome in. We are here at Louisville Furniture. We got a half price sale event. You were down in spring break. You're talking about things you got to do when you get back. This is probably one of them. You got to get some furniture. You got to get ready for Derby. And we're here to tell you all about it. Mark Blankenbaker, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. I haven't seen you in a long time.
I know. What have you been doing, you jabroni?
You jabroni?
If nobody saw that video, oh my gosh, going around the internet last night.
This is also great and hysterical at the same time. Like, I was just like, all right, I don't know what set him off, but fine.
Yeah. If you didn't see the video last night going around the internet, I mean, Chase, that was that one video of the night, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's, I don't know.
He's keyed up.
Is he a chicken farmer? I don't know what he is.
I don't know, but he's out there in the woods in Arkansas. And
he looks like he's from the Deliverance set. That's what he looks like.
I think that's what he was going for.
Yeah, squeal like a pig.
I think that's what he's going for. But it's been a long time since I've seen you. You're glowing.
If you call it huck or hook, it's either great way. Fishing wear. I'm sure John Bull has plenty.
Yeah.
Actually, probably John Bull wouldn't wear any name brand stuff.
He probably not.
Just function over
go to Target,
style.
Pick it up.
You need a haircut, don't you? I know when you get to a point where you need a haircut.
Yeah, I do.
You look like a little Albert Einsteinish. Albert Einstein.
Yeah, well, I also don't fix the hair in the morning because I'm gonna put the headset on.
Yeah,
I'm putting the headset on, so it's like, why am I really fixing the hair here? But you're right. It is time for a haircut.
I know that look in you, and you're starting to look like Albert Einstein a little bit.
Also, the daggone game started so late last night.
It's when it always starts. It's when this game has always started.
But I'm driving in
so
this morning,
stupid.
And I'm like, I am real deal tired.
Thoughts and prayers. That Maui trip must have worn you out.
Well,
man.
No, I was all adjusted.
You were in the path of totality yesterday.
Oh man, that was actually way cooler than I thought it was going to be.
It was a big nothing burger for me, but
you didn't have the Ring of Fire. You know, like here in Louisville, you didn't have the full on deal. Like when, like it, all of a sudden, it was like, oh, you can see the stars. That's weird. It was really, really strange. And I've seen, these partial eclipses before. We're, set 97, 96%. And that sounds like, we're getting to basically no. That was different.
It was 100%. Okay.
100%. And you could look directly at the daggone thing. It was really, really incredible.
I thought that's the number one thing they said not to do.
Only when it's in totality can you look directly at
okay,
it.
Okay, okay.
But, if it's leading up to it, no. No, but
it's a big risk. How do you know? I mean, you got to be an astrologist to figure out.
Your eyes don't hurt.
That's a good.
You can see the. You can see the sun. You can see the stars around it. And all
Dr. Lynn listening, cringing right now. Right now.
Well, I don't think the next one's for another 20 years.
Yeah.
So I don't think people will remember mine. But it was
not.
Wild. It was really kind of crazy.
It's kind of like what UConn's done to college basketball for 2 years.
It's
unbelievable.
Basketball.
They're just so much better than everybody, and I don't know how many dudes are even going to be on an NBA roster off of that team. I mean, they are the best team. I mean, it's the best run of my lifetime, yet it's also one of the most anonymous runs of my lifetime.
Danny Hurley's a star.
Yeah, Danny Hurley is an absolute star. But it's just – most of those guys could walk down the streets here in a basketball-crazed town and we would not know who they were.
Yeah, you know Edie from Purdue.
Edie would be easy to do because you can't get near him or it's a foul and he can do whatever he wants to you.
Yeah,
you know,
he can do whatever. He can elbow you.
Man.
He can stiff arm you. He can hook you.
I mean, it's amazing. The guy can do anything and they won't call it.
Like, well, that happened all year.
I know, but
Edie,
Lord.
It's like they don't know what to do with him. Remember when we played UC Irvine way back in the day? Like, and they had that giant 7'5" guy?
Mm-hmm.
That guy fouled like crazy. And it was like the officials just let it happen.
Yeah, they don't know what to do.
They don't know what to do with a guy that big. But UConn, you know, their backcourt, Newton and Spencer, those guys come from like really low level places.
Oh yeah,
was it Newton? It came from like ECU, and the other guy came from
New Mexico or something.
Spencer's from Rutgers.
Rutgers, yeah, but originally he was like, even further back, he was Loyola, Maryland. You know, like guy. Like, talent comes from anywhere.
Good lacrosse team, I think, up there.
But, yeah, and like Danny Hurley. So like when you see Pat Kelsey, oh, he's looking at this guy from ECU.
Nobody thinks of that anymore.
Right.
Nobody. That used to be something. The Radford Warrior days are long gone.
I liked it. I like it when Strebel crushes us.
Well,
this.
But nobody, like last week, we got the Sun Belt Player of the Year committed. 5 years ago, you've been like, the hell is this guy recruiting? We acted like, you know, you landed a lottery pick.
Right.
Because
no.
We understand that older players seem to be the way to go. I never liked the group think. You know, I mean, it was, you got to get the one and done. That's the only way to win. Now it's like, you got to get older players. And there's nothing good about these high school Americans. I don't know about that.
I'll take a Reed Shepherd out of high school if I can find
I wouldn't
one.
Go that far, everybody.
But Terrence Edwards, I think, is a nice piece.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's absolutely great. It's just so funny what we would have said 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Because even when we got, Damian Lee, people are like,
Drexel.
I don't know,
though.
He's
Drexel
he led
guy.
The country in scoring, but he was a Now we'd be, high-fiving. We'd be, going crazy.
And Trey Lewis out of Cleveland State. You've had some bust. I mean, the Charles Midland out of San Francisco. And who was the guy? Tony Hicks out of, Cornell?
Yeah.
Like, hadn't always hit, but a higher than normal hit rate on these guys because you have some data on them.
Yeah.
You've seen them play college basketball. Same thing in football. You have some data on them. And that makes it so that you when you take a player, you at least know a little bit more about them. So
yeah. So it's like, it's the new way of doing things. I think it's the right way. I just never like the group think that there's only one way to do it because that's what we started thinking with Calipari. And because it looked like that. I mean, a guy burst on the scene. He has all these one and done. It's a miracle they don't go to the Final Four against West Virginia. They had one guy that couldn't shoot. And the next thing you know, they're winning. They're going to Final Fours, winning titles, going undefeated regular season. And then the bottom dropped out, and then he's going to Arkansas.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, he's going to Arkansas. And it turns out it's really tough to find a coach.
Man, that's crazy.
It's really tough to – there's no stars in this sport. We need a big name coach.
How many people have told him no so far?
Well, I mean, did Hurley say no?
Hurley said no, kind of in his, like, really UConn northeastern way.
Yeah.
So Hurley's a no. Oates is a no.
Yeah.
And Wright's a no.
Yeah.
So,
well,
but
Wright
happen.
Was never in play. I mean, it's almost laughable.
It's going to happen quickly, though, because the tournament's over. So, it's kind of a you don't want you're going out there recruiting all these transfers, you don't want your name out there floated for a job.
No. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
It's important to these guys to shut it down. Shut it down!
Shut it down!
He says.
Yeah, if they're not actually a candidate, they're going to shut it down. So, I think it's Scott Drew. I mean, it just kind of
I go back to nothing up. Makes sense to me about Jerome Tang turning down the Arkansas job,
right,
unless his agent says, look, stand by, you're going to turn it down, Cal's going to go to Arkansas, Drew's going to go to Kentucky, and that's going to let you go to where you want to go, which is Baylor.
Which is Baylor.
I just can't believe Jerome Tang, who by all accounts was trying to get out of there, frustrated he couldn't get a call for this job, or couldn't get in the mix at this job, and then all of a sudden takes his name out for Arkansas, which is attractive enough to John Calipari. No, that's the only way that makes sense to me. Otherwise, I don't know. I mean, I don't pretend that everything going on around Manhattan, Kansas.
Manhattan.
But that just on the surface, that's the only thing that sort of makes sense to me. So.
It does. And I think that, the Mitch-Scott-Drew relationship, that, a lot of times you go opposite of what you had already, and Scott-Drew is kind of the opposite of John Calipari personality-wise. So, we'll see what ends up playing out. I it's just a stunner to me that Arkansas is where John Calipari went.
It's not as surprising to me because I grew up in an era when Arkansas mattered, man. Louisville played them right in the second round of a tournament 1 year, I think. Was it Mayberry and Day? Todd Day?
Could have been. Is that, you're talking about the 90s?
Yes, I think so. And I remember thinking, man, these dudes, this is for real. I may have that. I may be mixing them up with one other team. But I just remember, look, they won the title in 94. They had Scotty Thurman, Corliss Williamson. They were good on the one college basketball game they had when I was in college for EA Sports. Al Dillard could shoot from anywhere. Yeah. And they've got money. I mean, I remember it was a big deal when that Vegas team, you know, which went undefeated, went in to Barnhill Arena and won because no one won there in big games. And that's like, nobody's beating UNLV. It's not surprising to me because they have money, they care about basketball, and in this era, look, everybody's surprised at this. They should be more surprised that Tubby left Kentucky for the Minnesota job.
Minnesota.
I mean, Tubby need a better agent. If you want to get out, I'm sure we could have found a better landing spot than Minnesota.
Yeah, you're a title-winning coach. Arkansas is a good program. They have a title. They do care. But it's not UCLA. It's not Texas. It's not.
You don't have to be anymore.
I know.
You don't have to be. That's the thing. And we got to realize that here, that the advantage about it being a tradition-rich program means nothing.
You got to will it to existence.
You got to pay them.
Yeah, you got to pay it. Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. You got to join the 502 circle. You got to make sure you have a war chest.
Yeah, you got to have, and you got, if you have a couple of, I mean, like a Walton and a Tyson Chicken kind of money, that you can make your basketball team real good real fast.
Really, and don't forget Jerry Jones.
Yeah. By the way, Jerry Jones. He owns a little football team I've heard of.
Yeah, so, there's going to be money there, and I also think that coaching matters. I mean, you just watched UConn win a national championship with an absolute psychopath coach on the sideline. I love Danny Hurley. I don't know how that wasn't a T late in the ballgame.
What about when he told Edie to bleep off?
Well, that, but also he touched his own player.
Yeah.
He pushed his own player.
On the court,
On the court, and it was a turnover, but I'm like, how's that not a technical?
Right.
Or maybe they administered it as a T, and I just didn't realize
it. I don't know. I don't know that I've ever seen that.
Like, what do you do it? Because I think you do it in practice sometimes as a coach. You're like, I need you to move this direction. But, like, you can't actually do it when there's an actual game going on, Dan. But he's a psychopath. He reminds me of The Process a little bit. When he's, going on his rant.
I agree.
He has a little Process vibe. So that endears me to him a little bit.
You know what's funny? You know, Calipari, everybody talks about, Tubby, I was so bad down there. You can go back and look at Tubby Smith. His record.
All over
and
it.
I even said his last 5 years weren't any good. Let me correct myself, because here's the last 5 years, his record in order. 32-4, 16-0 in the SEC, 27-5, 28-6, and then a couple of miserable second-round exits from the tournament, 22 wins. So his last 5 years, Elite Eight, second round. Calipari's last 5 years, one tournament win.
Wow.
And you think, put that in perspective. It's just, Tubby didn't sell it. Everybody, Tubby's miserable. Yeah, wins a championship, goes to Elite Eight,
he's
second round,
solid.
Sweet 16, Elite Eight, second round, Elite Eight, then two second round exits. He's got to go.
Yeah.
Hit him out. He's got to go.
Because he didn't make the Final Four.
But his recruiting was started. The guy won the league 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
And so amazing. Is Tubby Smith now the most endeared or the most revered living Kentucky basketball coach?
No, Rick Pitino. Settle down.
No, by Kentucky fans.
Rick Pitino, probably.
You think it's still Pitino?
Yeah. I think so. But let's deal with the matter at hand, though. So where do they go? At this point, I think it's Scott Drew, but I don't know that gets people excited. Of course, if you can get Billy Donovan, of course.
That's the thing.
Of course, if you can get Billy Donovan, damn it if they get Billy Donovan. But if they get him, then they've upgraded, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They've upgraded coaches massively.
Billy, I think, is interested in getting back into college basketball. How interested?
Right.
I don't know. Does he just want to hang on to the NBA? I mean, are the Bulls still set to go to the playoffs?
They're going to limp in at either they're going to be right in or right out.
Right.
They're not going to do anything. Yeah.
He's got to decide, is my future in the college game or is it in the NBA?
Yeah. They can lose in the first round of a play-in tournament with or without Billy Donovan.
Right.
So if he wants, I mean, that's the thing. If he wants the job, then he's going to have to quit the Bulls.
Yes.
There's no waiting around.
He has to resign and it has to get announced relatively quickly, I would say.
Yeah.
And then Scott Drew, I think he's a no-brainer for Mitch, but does he want to leave Baylor?
But I don't know that Scott Drew excites anyone. Billy Donovan excites you.
He has no personality, Scott Drew.
Yeah. But again, he looks a little bit like
good guy.
Shirts. Looks like he's on his way to a member guest somewhere. I mean, that's what he looks like.
So if those two guys say no, or they can't, or just doesn't work out,
I don't know. But it's going to be fun. You tell me.
What is it? Where do you go?
I don't know. I mean,
do you go to Beard?
Bruce Pearl
to me makes more sense. He has the personality. You know, I say either you have to be bigger than the job or the job's bigger than you.
Right.
And he would fall into a category if he could be bigger than the job. The job feels bigger than Drew, you know?
It does, but, like, DeCourcy's list was full of people that, like Fred Hoiberg.
But it's a list. It's not like.
Can you imagine James Strebel on the day that they hire Fred Hoiberg?
I would love to see it.
That would be unbelievable.
I would love to see it.
Like, I can't even imagine that.
Yeah.
You know, so, I don't know. Like, Billy Donovan, Scott Drew, for different reasons. Yeah. I think Mitch Barton, you're trying to read Mitch, too, here. You know, Mitch.
But Mitch also has to do what is best for the program. And he did not want to hire Calipari, but it was absolutely the right move for their program at the time.
Yeah.
And it's just down the stretch, it just failed miserably. Gosh, the postseason results, the lack of them, are just stunning. They go hand in hand with, like, good regular seasons.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's – although good but not great. I mean, these last 3 years, 26-8, 22-12, 23-10 – that's what they were mad at Tubby about, records like that. I mean, and Tubby never failed to get to the second round, I don't think, in any of those years. He never lost in the first round, ever.
No.
I mean, he only failed to get to the Elite Eight, like, four times out of, was he there 11 years or 10? 3, 4, 5, 6.
He was there a while.
8. He was there 10 years.
10 years.
It got to the second round every time, even though that's not the standard, but. In championship, Elite Eight, Sweet 16, Elite Eight.
Kentucky fans, and Louisville fans are the same. They just want to have, they want to feel like they have a coach that is moving in the, or can move in the direction of an NCAA championship.
Yes,
and if you don't feel like that guy anymore, they're willing to move on from you despite past results.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean,
because
right
now you see everything changing so fast. Yeah. Danny Hurley is clearly adapted to the changing world of college basketball.
That's right.
And God, it'd be great to have him as his coach. He just runs his mouth up there.
I talks love him.
I do too. I don't think I like a guy with that feisty attitude. I mean, I freaking love that guy.
I love him. We've
run college basketball for 25 years. I mean, he can say that.
Well, they won six.
It's odd. Some of their dips, you know, go down.
Sure.
But they got six titles.
They have three coaches with six titles.
It's nuts.
It's
absolutely
ridiculous.
Crazy.
And they all came in that short window. But no, so like UConn, you know, you're going to have to deal with him. I think Dan Hurley is one of those guys that you're going to have to deal with in college basketball. You got to have a plan to get around that guy. And I think he's a good schemer. I think his guys execute. They're just Terminators out there. Like, they know what the plan is, and they go out there and do it. Like,
it's
clear and concise, and they're coached. And it's the most anonymous team I've ever seen win a national championship.
Ever. These guys are megastar. This is an all-time performance for them the last 2 years. They've taken the fun out of it. They've won, what, 12 straight? Was it 12 straight games by double digits?
Yeah. They broke Kentucky's 96 record of the biggest margin of victory in NCAA tournament history.
And yet, if you ask me, I mean, I would say that Kentucky team was better because they have all those NBA
all
players
these stars.
On it. But they didn't do this.
No, they didn't do this. So here's DeCourcy's list. Can I enter? Interesting.
God.
Number
sure.
one on the list, Mike DeCourcy, Mark Pope.
Just stop.
Number two, Sean Miller. Which, if Book Richardson's coming, maybe.
Stop.
I could see that. Number three.
Mark Pope. Just stop.
I know. Number three, Rick Pitino.
He ain't coming back.
Number four, Lamont Paris. Number
is he
five.
Kidding? Is this, are you kidding?
No,
this is
no,
really.
This is really him.
This is why
number
I don't
five,
really care.
Amir Abdur-Rahim from USF.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, Fred Hoiberg.
He's actually done a really good job at USF.
He's done an amazing
job. I don't think he's ready to jump to Kentucky.
Hoiberg, which I mentioned. Olzerberger from Iowa State. Olzerberger, that would suck. I don't want Olzerberger at Kentucky.
Yeah, no, I think
he knows.
I'd be upset. Yeah, we know Chase the Face would be upset.
Yeah, because that's that your guy, Chase?
Yeah, and they just play the style that I really enjoy, and I would hate it, to be very honest.
Yeah, so this is I don't know, man. This is going to be fun to watch. It's going to be fun to see. You know, do they get told no by a bunch of people, or they move quickly? And you know, what do we you know, what are we looking at here?
Yeah, we have to find out, and it's nice being sitting here in the Louisville way. While we're going to let the dead period end soon, if it's not ended already, that now Pat Kelsey can go out there. He's on Jim Rome. He's getting people fired up. We know who our coach is, and we got recruits. Meanwhile, they've got guys that go into the portal. Aaron Bradshaw's in the portal. You know, Carter Knox is decommitted.
Everybody should be in the portal. I mean, you're just foolish to not be in the portal.
Yeah, unless you have a great NIL deal that you don't want to mess up.
Unless you're certain you're not getting a better deal anywhere else.
Right. So I'm trying to figure out when this dead period ends. It may have ended last night. It could have ended last night.
Because I'm sure nothing goes on. I'm sure everybody honors the dead period. I'm sure no one has anyone making any calls through any back channels during a dead period.
Yeah.
We know there's – how could there possibly be tampering? It's like, how do these deals all get done at 12:01 on July 1st in the NBA? I don't know. It's just quick negotiations.
And it's
like,
Thursday
amazing.
At noon. Thursday at noon.
Oh, well, good. So then we can start communicating with players again. Because Lord knows that's not happening today. Give me a break.
It'll be free agent.
Kelsey, you better be tampering.
12:01.
You better be tampering.
I need a Louisville basketball commitment at 12:01 on Thursday.
Yes. You know? I'll do a Twitter space with you, Pat. We can talk about this guy. I'll stay up. Give me some caffeine or something.
Give me Maddox. Give me this kid from Tennessee that didn't play very much last year, but was a highly rated guy. I've heard that one before.
I thought we already had one of those.
Freddie Dillon. I don't know how to say his name, but he didn't play a lot last year, but he's a former really highly rated kid.
Yeah.
And we're on his list.
Fact, UConn covered 12 straight games in the NCAA tournament. How about that? 12 straight 12. Covers. 12
See Portnoy's
straight.
Tweet? He
bet 600,000
to win at plus 360 to win the tournament. What if he had just bet 600K money line?
Well, they were minus 300 last night on the money line.
So maybe not.
So I don't know that you – I normally say you should just parlay each round.
Mm-hmm.
But this might be the case where it might be – if you were minus 300 in the title game, I'd like to know. We should go back and look at that.
Do the math.
I'll see what we can do. You work on that math project. That's what we do over here at Louisville Furniture, math. And I can do real simple math when it's half price over here at Louisville Furniture. So, look, you guys, you've been putting it off. You had spring break last week, and you need, whether it's a new sofa, a new bed, new furniture, get it done this week because they can get it into your home in a couple of days. They can probably get it in tomorrow. I mean, they're moving really fast over here at Louisville Furniture. So they've got a great selection in here. And, again, half price sale right now. That's, again, real simple math to do. Half price. I think you can handle that. It's Louisville Furniture. We're here by North English Station Road, across the street from the Target, right just here from Double Dogs. And, it's Louisville Furniture. Online, LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com. And tell me, let's talk about them right here.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Yeah, we went out last night. One thing started leading to another.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
This is actually one of my favorite Kenny Chesney songs. The second verse is fantastic. We'll get back to it at some point. But... yeah, out last night. What, everybody went out last night? There was only one left. Is that the meaning there?
Maybe, or we're all tired because we just stayed up and watched this game last night.
Yeah, but it's
night.
Like this every year. You act like this is something new. They always start at 9:12, 9:18.
So when the football championship happens on Monday night, I always want to
You want to watch the press conference. You want to soak it all in.
Yeah, but if I know I'm going to be up to 1-2 o'clock in the morning, I'll take a nap. Right?
Yeah.
I'll catch a.
Yeah,
45-minute snooze.
Yeah.
But yesterday it was all about the eclipse, and I had people at the house.
The
kids are there. We're taking care of the
thoughts and prayers, man. I mean, Mark Blake.
There was no nap. there was no nap for a late night. So I was totally unprepared. This morning took a lot out of me, but I think I'm finding my stride now. So it's just
okay.
We had to get into the show a little bit here.
Okay, we'll do it. We're here for you. we'll talk to you. We're here at Louisville Furniture, so come on by here if you're thinking about buying furniture. This is the place to go. Anything inside your home you want a sofa, you want a bedroom set, whatever you want, they've got it for you over here at Louisville Furniture. We will get to see a text on the text line. We'll get to Pat Kelsey on Jim Rome yesterday, which was really good, and so we'll hear some of that. Also get to you here, 267-9680 is the number to get in. What is this from a Trilly Donovan Discord?
I believe so.
We didn't even know what that was, most of us, a few weeks ago.
Yeah. A little bit of a Discord.
You want to read it?
Kentucky's willing to do whatever it takes to get Dan Hurley, and including paying him up to $10 million a year. That would be a disaster. Say no. UConn, he just won you back-to-back national championship.
You would hate his guts so much.
Oh,
he would talk so much.
I know, and I want to like him from afar. I don't want him to come here. But Pat Kelsey versus Danny Hurley in the coaching box would just be
fantastic.
A bark fest.
Yeah.
It would be awesome. Now, we need to make sure Pat Kelsey can compete with that, right? Like, I have a lot of faith in what Pat Kelsey's going to do, but Dan Hurley's doing it right now. You know, we're projecting Pat Kelsey to do really great things here, but what is Danny Hurley?
Well, I mean, nobody's going to argue Danny Hurley right now isn't the best coach in college basketball.
He's incredible.
They've won and covered 12 straight games.
He's the new Billy Donovan.
They have, I mean, I have not spoken with some of my contacts at, you know, the DraftKings that I've talked to, but I imagine this is a disastrous tournament because favorites won and covered at a record pace. I mean, you saw the stat they put up last night that there'd been more biggest margin of victory, I think, in a tournament ever. The first weekend was a bloodbath. If you'll notice on your apps, you know, like DraftKings would normally have 6-7 different promotions, like profit boost.
Yeah.
There's nothing. I mean, there's like something on the Masters, something, because they got torched this tournament. They got absolutely smoked. So, you know, it was that kind of tournament. Dexter says Hurley already said no. Yes. How many times Nick Saban said no before he took the Alabama job?
Kyle Tucker at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
UConn's athletic director told Kyle last night that he'll do all he can do to keep Danny Hurley after back-to-back titles. And then Kyle asked Danny Hurley about the Kentucky job, and he said no way. But, you know, that's a direct quote. But I don't know. I mean, you know, obviously $10 million is a different deal.
Yeah.
You know, double your salary.
What somebody says after a national championship or an NCAA tournament, remember how many players that, I'm coming back, you know, to play next year, you know, declares for NBA draft 2 days later.
He's pretty good at UConn, though. He's a back-to-back title winner.
Yeah, and they got money, and I love his attitude about, you know, that I want to get – if we can find the soundbite where he talked about, you know, look, we basically, you know, we hold these guys – we're paying them now, so we hold them accountable like a pro team. And that wasn't his exact words, but it was basically like that. Like, look, we spend money on them basically not to be students but to be basketball players. Didn't say it exactly like that, but that was the quote that I read, in somebody's article.
Well, they operate like a professional organization.
Yes,
I mean, the way they play is professional.
Yeah.
You know, the execution level that we saw last night in a great plan against – basically Zach Edey, what do you have, 39?
Yeah, they basically said, you can do what you want, and we're going to guard everybody else.
Yeah, and you're going to shut it down, and you're going to miss enough that we're going to – and it felt like Purdue couldn't score, and then you look down, and Zach Edey almost has 40.
Oh, I know. So it took the under on Edey's points.
Oh.
Didn't like that.
What was the total?
Okay, it was like 24 or 27 and a half.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe it was 24. But either way, it was gonzo. I mean, it was long gone.
He walks a lot, and they just let him do it.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. He doesn't have to dribble.
What's that?
He doesn't have to dribble. He walks a ton.
I don't know.
He fouls a ton.
He fouls a lot. It's ridiculous the way he's officiated. Is he going to play in the NBA?
I mean, why wouldn't you draft him? Right? Like,
what would he do? I think he's going to get eaten alive. Is he? I don't know where he's projected. I wouldn't. I don't. He can do anything.
Wouldn't you try him out like with a second round pick or something?
Well, second round, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but
yeah, I mean,
I always say this like about baseball or sports or like, you know, Oregon spread it out and then Stanford just packed it in.
Yeah, I mean, he's projected 37th on NBADraft.net.
Okay, Yeah.
So that's second round. Yeah, I would take a flyer in a second round. I would not spend a first round pick on that guy.
Right. But, you know, if you have something
Trenton
that nobody...
Flowers is projected ahead of him.
This is the two-time Naismith Player of the Year.
No, no one cares.
Second rounder.
No one cares.
But, you know, if you have something that nobody else has or can defend.
Well, I think they can defend him, though.
They can in the NBA.
Sure. He's the best athletes on the planet. His slow butt is going to be what? They're going to be blocking his shot.
Great size, man.
So do the dudes in the NBA.
Right.
And they're more nimble. I mean, you know, Oscar Tshiebwe was a great college player.
Yeah, but he's 6'9".
Okay.
Maybe 6'8".
Yeah.
I mean, this dude's 7'3".
Slow.
Slow but nimble. I mean, I think he can play. I don't know. I mean, I'll try him in the second round. You know, in the second round, I'll try him. And if he works, he works. And if he doesn't, he doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think he's a name.
Can't shoot in a league where it depends on shooting. He's got him up there.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. He feels like an Indiana Pacer already.
Yeah. No, but not that team, not that Pacer team, because they score a bunch of points getting down
the
court.
It's a different – yeah, it's not your mama's
No,
Pacers.
They're not. Yeah, they're definitely not. So we'll let you hop on in here. We are over here at Louisville Furniture, LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com. Do we still have calls there?
Yep.
Chase, okay, well, let's go to Steve up first. Steve, welcome in. Ninth round of the Bill ESPN 680. Good morning.
You know, as much as I can't stand Matt Jones, he had a compliment for Kenny Perry yesterday. Kenny Payne yesterday. He said that basically Kenny kept the players, you know, in touch with Calipari. He smoothed over situations that existed. PV, when he left, that broke his connection to the athletic department, and then the other guy who was the X and O's person that left. So I'm really wondering, if you think about it, what does Calipari bring to Arkansas?
I think he'll bring a lot. You know. I think he'll be motivated. I think he would love to.
He's not going
to
have his three guys.
Well, Kenny Payne's going to be in Arkansas.
Yeah, Kenny Payne will be there with him, so there's one.
I think that'll definitely happen. PV won't be because he's the AD.
But I think, you know, a motivated Calipari in the same league as Kentucky, I think, is going to be a powder keg. I mean, I think he's going to kill it there. Yeah.
All right, appreciate it. Yeah, thanks, guys.
I appreciate it, but appreciate quoting another talk show host right out of the gate.
But will he bring his stroller?
You know, Mark Blankenbaker said something yesterday that made sense to me.
Right. What about that stroller, though? Does he take that to Fayetteville?
What a move! He goes and walks his dog yesterday
Down Richmond Road.
Down Richmond Road, one of the more visible streets in all of Lexington. That's a big middle finger to the Kentucky fans.
And he's acting
like, "I'm walking my dog."
What's the big deal?
I'm the biggest story in the country. I'm walking down one of the more visible streets. I don't know if that was actually Richmond Road, but I know he lives off of Richmond Road.
It was Richmond.
It looked like Richmond Road. I mean, that's one of the. I'd be like walking down Bardstown Road if you were John Calipari and coached here, and you're the biggest story in the country. Oh, I just thought, hey, the dog had to go. I'm sorry. Is there no dog walking company? Can you not?
I want to know
that is
how
a,
many times
that's a big
John Calipari
finger.
Has walked his dog down Richmond.
Well,
I want to know.
I would think that that's reasonable that he has. I'm not going to say that he doesn't do
in
that.
In the stroller?
Well, what was in the stroller?
I don't know. But why is there a stroller? Like, the dog's there. Is it all the dog's stuff? Does the dog occasionally go in the stroller?
I don't know.
Like, does Arkansas still want John Calipari, knowing that he's a dog walking stroller guy?
This was
a bombshell. The stroller.
Well, the whole thing of him doing that though is a big FU.
Oh, it's as arrogant as it gets
to say, "Oh, hey, everybody, what are you all up to?
Yeah, what's going on out here?
I'm just
going
to go walk my dog. No, I don't want to talk to KYT. You know, no. I'm just walking my dog.
The dog's walking me.
Yeah.
So funny.
It's just
It's peak Kentucky basketball at the end of these guys. Like, everybody runs. John Cooper is like, "I'm not running.
I know they're out there.
I'm going to go walk the dog. I'm going to get them to walk up to me, and I'm going to be able to, and I'm going to say something funny. I'm not going to run because that's what Billy Gillespie did."
Texter says the stroller is to transport his giant stones. Oh my gosh, that's great.
I just wasn't expecting to see John Calipari walking his dog with a stroller yesterday.
Texas, my sources say James Strebel was in the stroller.
I think Strebel's pretty happy.
I think they're all happy. I mean, it's 95% approval rating on this. They're all happy. But, you know, it's careful what you wish for.
I mean, you got to get who you want.
Yeah.
You know, but what was it that Rich Rodriguez said no to Alabama, so they got Nick Saban?
Yeah, I mean, again,
sometimes you strike out.
And sometimes you just keep going back. I mean, Harbaugh kept telling Michigan no, and they kept going back with more money and more money, and said, "Okay, come on down."
Yeah, what's it going to take? So, you know, Dan Hurley is probably going to be there. Sounds like maybe a big target, but you know, you just got to leave well enough alone. If I'm Dan Hurley, I'm staying at UConn where I just want back-to-back titles, got it rolling. And a UConn fan base that's absolutely in love. You know, like...
How could you not be smitten?
Yeah, so I wouldn't do that at all, but...
Texas says he's apparently done that every day since he's been there. Yeah, which I would say it's fine. He should have done every day except yesterday. I mean, it's like, come on. Oh, I do it every day. Yeah, but you're also not the center of the nation's attention. You know, college basketball cares more about you right now than the title game.
Totally. Yeah, they did. They did.
Absolutely. And ESPN wouldn't have covered a preview of that game like they did Calipari yesterday.
No, I mean, they had the preview, the game preview. They were doing college basketball, but they did two huge segments on the Kentucky job and Calipari and Arkansas, and they should. You know, I mean, you don't see this in major college basketball very much. You know,
no.
So it's really kind of wild, and I think Kelly Dickey had...
What is in that stroller?
I don't know. What's in the stroller?
Yeah.
Is it just a stroller in case the dog gets tired so he doesn't have to carry the dog?
I have no idea.
Is that what happens?
I don't know. That is just...
Because the dog's not very big. I mean, you could just pick it up. But then your hands are tied up, you know.
Where is the dog? I don't even see the dog in the picture.
Bottom.
There he is.
Bottom left.
Yeah, the dog's walking me. Really, it's 10 steps behind you and it weighs 4 pounds.
Yeah. It's a 4-pound dog with a stroller.
I mean, that's as bad as you have a face for radio. You know, I mean, the dog's walking me. Like that's has been overtold as that.
My dog walks me.
If you ever meet anybody in radio, the joke's been told 8,000 times. It might have been funny the first time. The last 7,999. No, you got a face for radio. Yeah, God, you got to have better material.
You take great offense to that.
No, it's so stupid. I'm not offended by it. I'm offended by the lack of originality. I'm not offended by the comment. I'm offended by how stupid that people think that they've thought of something that no one's ever thought of. And you haven't. By me, you say that, I will know you're an idiot.
Right.
I will know.
Well,
I will know
we'll
right
know
there.
That
I will know right then and there.
Hard on your
you're
material.
An idiot. Yeah. Yeah.
So, but no, you know, John Calipari decided to do it there. He decided that he was going to walk in. I love the idea that, hey, honey, there's a news crew out there. They're filming the house. I'm going to go walk the dog right now. I love that might have been the decision making.
Ends with a text. The Ashton Higgins money phone was in the stroller.
There we go. Yes. Along with the Tony Delk bag of cash, along with the Rex Chapman bag of cash that we're starting to learn about.
Yeah. And then caller Nate, I bet $100 Locke walks his snooty ass dog in that same stroller.
I think Locke has a big dog. I think he's got Golden Retriever.
You're missing the point of the joke.
I know.
You ruined it.
I'd ruin the dope joke.
Yeah, you did. You ruined it right there. We're over here at Louisville Furniture, LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com. It's the website. Half price sale. Can you handle that? You can do that math. Very simple here. Louisville Furniture, half price. I mean, you can't spell it out any easier than that. Let's go. Lloyd Gardner is on the line. We got calls in for that. But, Lloyd, it's been an interesting week or so around here. Good morning.
It's been an interesting month around here. I mean, Louisville, Kentucky, Moorhead, and Western all lost their coaches this year.
Yeah, two of which matter more than others, but yes.
But it is pretty interesting. But, you know, it has been crazy. Then the Calipari thing comes out right before the finals of the NCAA tournament. And I'll tell you what, that UConn team, man, They're like watching a hockey game. Everybody's on the move. They look like the inside of a Timex working. I mean, they were just unbelievable, both offensively and defensively on both ends. And you know, Hurley coaches a lot like on the sidelines, a lot like Cal. The only problem is he just won back-to-back national championships.
Yeah, I mean he's amazing. It really is. See what he's done there. But let's go to the Calipari thing. What do you think of it?
Well, I think that Cal at some point got to where he thought he was bigger than the program, and a lot of people probably don't agree with that. But when you start thinking that, you're really in trouble in Kentucky, and people started showing their displeasure for that. Also, I'm going to go way back to the mid '90s. One of my sons was a manager for Denny Crum, and he was in charge of the UMass locker room when Camby was there and Calipari was a coach. My son came home and said he was the rudest coach he had ever dealt with in 5 years at U of L. And that stayed with me for a long time. When you can't treat the people that take care of your locker room, and or when you're in a visiting town, that stayed with me a long time. But going to be changes. I think Billy Donovan would be a great choice. Of course, he's with the Chicago Bulls. He had a great team. Everything was going great. His center, his major center, was a great player, gets hurt. His leading scorer guard gets hurt. I mean, the injuries just devastated his lineup. And we know he's a great coach. We know his demeanor is unbelievable, the way he can get along with people, the way he works with people. And I'll even go back to say, Drew, I haven't told many people this, but when Billy played for Patino in Providence, they played at Freedom Hall in Elite Eight to get to the Final Four. I was in charge of Billy Donovan's. I was with the drug testing team with the NCAA, and everybody was assigned a player, and I was assigned Billy Donovan. He was so dehydrated. The game was over like 3 o'clock. It was an afternoon game. We were the last two people to leave, three people, me, Billy Donovan, the NCAA people in charge of the drugs testing. We were the last three people to leave because it took till 7 o'clock to get him hydrated enough.
Oh, my gosh.
To give us a specimen. And
this is after the Elite Eight when they beat Georgetown?
Yep, it's when they beat Georgetown here.
I was there. Yeah, I went to all three of those games.
But they drug tested the starting five, and one guy only played 3 minutes every game. And then they drug tested the next two, and then they took one at random. But everybody was signed somebody. Like, we had all kinds of diuretic drinks. You couldn't have anything with sugar in it. They even took the oranges off the fruit table that we had because they had dye on them. And for people who don't know, you never, ever, nobody touches your packet except that player. You pick it up. You take the vials out. You put the stickers on it. You put them back in. You seal it. You pin it. But Billy would be a great person to be the coach here. I don't know if he's tired of the rat race of the pros and the way those guys act, but then he has to get back in recruiting.
He's just got to have a capologist. You know, I mean, he's got to recruit, but it's not, you know, it just doesn't seem like it was. If you've got money, people will listen. And if you don't, they won't. I mean, if you're the same ballpark of money, you know.
It's made it much easier, especially at Kentucky.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's a different look, so.
Yeah, there's no question. So who do you think would be the best fit? Do you think it'd be Billy? Who do you think would be the best fit there?
Well, I think Billy Donovan to start with. And then I like Scott Drew. You said Scott Drew's demeanor wasn't like Calipari's. Everybody's demeanor is different from Calipari's, except Dan Hurley, maybe. But anyway, I think we're all in limbo. It's just about like the Louisville job. Nothing's going to come out until it's done, I guess. And everybody's just speculating. And I don't know what they're looking for. But I know they have to have a good coach because nobody's going to let up until they win again, or at least get down the road in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy looking at Tubby Smith's record. You know, we were looking at it, and he never failed to get to the second round of the tournament, not once. And in his 10 years, there's like four Elite Eights, you know. And I'm even guilty of saying, well, his last 5 years weren't that good. Well, that's not true. They were in a double overtime game in the Elite Eight to go to the Final Four, his third to last year. And then the last two were second round exits, and that's when he left for Minnesota. I mean, it's interesting that you've had – you know, now two Kentucky coaches leave for other college jobs in the last, I don't know, 20 years, 16 years, or whatever it's been.
Well, it's interesting. When Tubby was coaching, I ran into him underneath the stands back toward the locker rooms at the state tournament. And he said, Lloyd, how you like retirement? I said, it's great, but I'm still working. I got a great job. He said, well, you know, all good things must come to an end. Little did I realize that the next day was the day that he resigned.
Oh, wow.
Wow, yeah, a little prophetic, huh?
Yeah, it's seeing what happened after the fact. So it was Tubby was a great guy, but like you, why would anybody want to go to Minnesota and fight the weather, number one?
I just don't even know. If you're Tubby Smith, you could have gotten, it seems to me, so many other jobs. I think he just wanted out so badly. And I don't know. That one will always be a little odd for me.
I'm not sure, other than the state of Kentucky, people realize the pressure put on by the fan base for the coaches at Kentucky. So you also get
a lot of tools in a toolbox, too. You know, there's a lot of pressure and a lot of tools.
Oh, absolutely no question. And I was talking yesterday. I don't think there's any job in sports, football or basketball, where there's more pressure on the coach than the basketball coach at Kentucky. So I think maybe the Alabama football job.
Yeah, I agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
So it's going to be an interesting – they better have somebody by Friday, I think, because kids are going to be going right and left. I imagine the phone lines are going to light up once they do name a coach of kids.
No, Lloyd. The better thing is when they don't have a coach. The speculation is always better than the decision. It's like there's no money in the cure. The money's in the medicine. We need, that's what we need.
That's for radio.
That's for all media. Speculation, it's more newspaper, you got more readers, you got more viewers, you got more listeners. It's the absolute best thing for sports talk radio, though. I think it's better than any of the other mediums because of the ability for everybody to speculate on it. So I love it. People that don't like it just must not like listeners.
After Louisville was out, you had the perfect thing for radio. Instead of having a dead time, now you have to have a new U of L coach in speculation, and they hire a coach. We have the NCAA to talk about, and then Cal leaves, and you have another week or 2 weeks to talk about.
That's great. When you say Louisville was out, do you mean like when they lost to Kentucky Wesleyan, or when do you mean when they were out?
Where were we out?
Yeah, because I think that's when they were out.
Well, how far back do you need to go? I mean, you know.
That was one where even everybody that was like, all right, let's run it back this year. And after that, I remember Darren Rogers called me or texted me like at halftime that he's like, it's over. I bought back in. It's over. It's the same crap, different year. And he was 100% right. And it was just more of the same nonsense and the negative energy and the laziness. I can't even deal with it. So.
And we're the media, and particularly radio and your show and all of them like it. It's going to go into the summer and late into the, you know, in the spring and even into the summer. Who goes where? Who transfers? Everybody will be watching the portal, particularly Kentucky. What's Reed Shepherd going to be?
Yeah, we got free agency, Lloyd. We have free agency. It's like the NFL. We're going to have year round.
I saw on a quote on TV last night where they recommended Reed Shepherd's parents be the head coaches. I mean, that's how crazy.
You got Boogie Cousins pushing for Rajon Rondo. It's like, this is why you all can leave now. The adults are going to make these decisions, okay?
Rajon Rondo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All the coaching experience that he has.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be zero workout. That would never work.
It's not even worth talking about. This is silly.
No.
So, it's not. All right. Well, Lloyd, we'll be here to talk about it. You know that.
All right.
So.
Well, I know you have plenty to talk about and plenty of listeners and plenty of opinions.
Yeah.
I'll be listening as always.
All right, Lloyd. Yeah, appreciate it. Lloyd Gardner with us here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7 here. As we roll along from Louisville Furniture, online LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com. They got a half-price sale. So Louisville Furniture, city you live in, what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And very simple, we have half price. I can't make it any more simple.
Half price sales event.
That's it. That's all we can do.
Louisville Furniture.
That's all we can do for you right there. So we'll talk to you here. 267-9680 is our number to get in. Text away that UPS jobs text line at 437-9680 as we roll along here. All the Western Morehead people are all mad at me. Sorry, your program doesn't matter as much as Louisville, Kentucky does. I don't know.
People actually took exception to that.
That's a good program, but you don't matter as much. I don't know. You know, well, Western Morehead made it to the tournament. Maybe we should care more about their coach search a little more. No, don't care.
Oh. Paul Tuckett, when they have a manager change.
Well, you should talk about this. No, you should talk about, you know, was the Macarena better than any song out artistically at that time? No, but it was the number one song, so you played it. You play the hits. It's nice to have this cool indie band. They don't fill up football stadiums, all right? So this is, we're not doing, we didn't build this on talking about Western and Moorhead.
That's
fine,
right.
Programs. Respect people that, my first look, if it weren't for Moorhead's basketball coach from the late 70s, I wouldn't have my first five TV jobs.
Right.
That doesn't mean I'm going to come on the airwaves here and go, well, let's talk about the new coach at Moorhead. That makes people turn the channel off.
Yeah.
All right? And we're trying to get them to leave it on.
You
and
you want to talk about Steve Lutz? We like Steve Lutz.
Lutz on Kittle. It's like kibbles on bits.
Yeah.
It's like
he was cool
Chief,
when he
Chief Lutz. No, he's cool.
Yeah.
He's cool. But we're not talking about, I mean, there's plenty of people I like. I'm going to talk about what moves the needle. And this moves the needle. By the way, I thought Kentucky was the needle. Isn't that what Calipari once said?
They were the needle.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what happened to John
Calipari. 40 crushed him. And he had like your, you know, he had your line of thinking that he was a gutless puke and walked away.
Well,
did you read that column?
I saw the headline. I did not read the article. But
you should read it.
I will.
You feel very validated.
But, you know, that's the thing. Like, John Calipari, NCAA sanctions coming down to UMass, he got out of town. At Memphis, NCAA sanctions coming down there, got out of town.
I wonder if they're calling because they heard us.
Maybe. They're calling Louisville Furniture. We can't put you through on the air.
They're not open yet, but just call back in about an hour.
That's right. But, no, and then when it starts getting tough at Kentucky, he got out.
I can't believe you didn't read this. Here's the first sentence.
Yeah.
John Calipari, champion turned Charlatan, took the easy way out of Lexington. Mm-hmm. That's his first sentence. You didn't read that article?
I saw the headline.
That's a no, yeah. So
I did not read the article.
This is what you wanted to hear yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It was perfect. I mean, I'm glad that Pat Forty are linked up.
You had the clips.
This.
You had 4 minutes of your life you had to focus on.
I had, well, it
you
was
people
longer
drove
than
six
that.
Hours.
I didn't
eight
drive
minutes,
anywhere.
We had 12
it
minutes.
It did take my sister 3 hours to get home.
No.
Which was ridiculous.
No.
It took her 3 hours to get home, and I was like, I feel bad for you, but thanks for coming and hanging out. It was great.
I mean, I understand it for you. It was in your backyard. You didn't have to move. So I get it. Like, my mom drove up to somewhere, Indianapolis. I'm like.
Right. Well, and school's out. Like, school's out. So I'm like, all right.
Is it really worth letting school out?
My thing was like, you know, this is going to be cool. It's in the backyard.
If we can give people that day off, can we not get the damn day after the Super Bowl off?
Thank you.
If we're going to do this for 8 minutes of darkness, we can't get the day after the Super Bowl off?
It was way cooler than I thought
it was going to
be. It was way cooler than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, that's what we say about most Super Bowls. You know,
yeah. Hey. Well, no, true. I mean, we should definitely hit. Like, I've always said, President's Day, we don't need.
We don't need it. No, I agree.
You know, day after the Super Bowl, 100%. We need. You know, President's Day, you can celebrate that the day after the Super Bowl. No problem. Call it that.
Nobody's going to be offended. Nobody's going to rally against you.
Washington and Lincoln will be fine.
They're not walking through that door.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So, yes. All right. We're here at Louisville Furniture, online, LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com. Actually, getting ready to talk about DFH Company. Texted with Alex Inkebein this morning because my AC, something's, I should have done, which is great advice to everybody because he says tells me the same thing every time. Turn your AC off, but leave the fan on. Because what that does, if something's frozen up, it helps that, and it probably solves the problem.
Okay.
So leave your fan on and your turn the AC part of it off.
Gotcha.
So that's what he always tells me to do first, and then he'll be by later today to help me out. I'm sure it's probably something very simple. I changed the filter, so it wasn't
okay.
That.
You probably need to do that.
So
it's probably time for us.
Yeah, put the calendar reminder on that one. It's DFH Company online, dfhcompany.com. That's the website to turn to. And they'll take great care of you over there. It's Alex Inkebein. Inkebein's, you know, Johnny come latelys. 1935, the family started doing this type of work. They're no John Calipari. They're not turning and running to Arkansas to go
work
some
here.
HVAC company over there. They're not jabronis like that.
No,
they're here.
You jabronis.
They are here at hour number two straight ahead.